Specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
Welcome back to In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm your host, Brandon Peoples. Dave Lewis producing things on the other side of the glass. And we have Kevin Ingram in studio. He's the president of Manhattan Christian College. He joins us most months. I think we had a little schedule issue last month, but we're glad we could get you on this month.
Right. We kind of had the perfect storm. There's several of us who come down here at various times throughout the year, and we were all out of town that same week. And so we appreciate the flexibility and giving us some time this month. We always enjoy being on the air and appreciate the opportunity. So thank you guys very much.
Absolutely. It worked out great. And we had kind of an education theme here today. And that's great because we talked a lot about this, the first day of classes for Manhattan Ogden Schools. Wamego and Rock Creek start tomorrow. The colleges, they get a little bit more time here in their summer. You guys start in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we start on the 26th on that Monday morning, and we start having students come back this weekend. Our athletes come back this weekend and start their workouts for our fall sports of volleyball and soccer. And then on the following week, a week from this Thursday, we'll have all of our freshmen come in, and we start our orientation, and we have an orientation weekend. So it will kick off in earnest to where we will be busy all Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and start classes that Monday. And you're right, it is a little bit later this year, which I think everybody enjoys a little longer summer, but it means we're going to have a little shorter winter break at Christmas. So, you know, there's kind of some give and take there. Last year we started earlier at Christmas, but it works out well, and hopefully some of the heat will be done by then, and we haven't had too bad of a summer, but usually on move-in day is when the temperature reaches into the hundreds because everybody's moving everything in, but we're hoping it'll start out great.
That's right. I think I was looking the other day. Christmas falls on a Wednesday this year, so that makes sense why maybe the break's a little tighter around that.
You bet. So that date really kind of plays into it for sure.
Well, is there anything most, and I've been asking this of a lot of folks here, what do you look forward to the most here when the new school year comes around?
We just look forward. We had our kickoff staff meeting yesterday, and it was great pulling everybody together. We have such a great team at MCC, and I think if you would ask everybody, most every one of their comments would center around the fact that we love having our students back on campus, because that's really kind of the vibrancy and the heartbeat of what we do are those students, and everybody's at MCC because they love those students, and we love to see their growth from year to year to year. And our students do a variety of things over the summer. You know, this summer we had students in Kenya, we had students in Asia, we had students in Poland for the whole summer, and they go out and serve at camps and different ministries and churches, and we get to see a unique growth in them when they come back. And even a lot of our freshmen finish up their freshman year, and then they go to one of these events. They don't go home. They go to one of these internships, and it's a great opportunity. And that's what we get to experience when they come back to town. So the first event we kick off with, our freshmen move in Thursday, but our upperclassmen move in Wednesday. So that Wednesday, we spend time with our upperclassmen and get to hear about their summers and what they did and what they were able to experience and how they grew. And so really, I think that's what we would look forward to the most is, and everybody enjoys the most, is pouring into those students because we get to see what the future is going to look like. And our world would categorize it that the future is bleak in America and bleak in our world for that matter. And people worry about this younger generation, but yet I love the passion and heartbeat this generation has to make this world a better place. And we get to experience that firsthand. So that's probably what we look forward to.
All right. Yeah, great. And, you know, all these schools are big communities is really what they are. And let's talk about some of the highlights that you've brought in here today. Thunder Online Plus is one of those. And tell us a little bit more about what that is.
Right. We changed a few years back. We changed our mascot to the Thunder. And so we've kind of been using that. We want people to become the Thunder, become one of us, become a part of MCC. And obviously, if anybody wants to enroll in one of our traditional programs or traditional classes, we would love to have them. And they still have a little over a week and a half left that they can come and do that. So there's time to still come and enroll. And we would love to have them part-time, not even seeking a degree. But one unique opportunity that we have for that non-traditional student who maybe has some college hours, they have life experience, they have work experience, is our Thunder Online program. And it's our Thunder Online Plus. And we love to call it a plus because some of the changes that we've made, I think I described that a little bit last year that we were working toward, is it used to be that we would have our classes that were totally in the classroom one night a week for about 6 weeks. And then we also then had a separate list of classes that were all online. This last year, we've been very intentionally merging that all into one program. And so a student would have the flexibility. They're in 8-week formats to work on a degree completion. So they come in with college hours. They get credit for life experience, work experience, military experience. And our recruiter in that helps them figure out, we have metrics that help us determine how much they get. Because this would help them finish their degree. If they have so many hours, 40 hours, 50 hours, then they come in a period of 2 years can finish the degree. And the flexibility comes because we have a new thing called a meeting owl. I don't know if you've ever seen one. They're probably about 12 inches tall. On top of it is a 360-degree camera. It's a microphone that's in there, and the cameras that are in there are pretty incredible. So a student can participate in the class live in the classroom. If that's the experience they want, they can be live in the classroom, or if they can't make it to the classroom, they can participate live online and in real time be in that classroom. So someone from Oakley, Kansas could be in a could be participating in the class that's meeting in Manhattan, Kansas. And if then they can't schedule-wise be at one of those things, like their student, their kid, one of their children has a class program, an athletic event, the meeting owl also records it. And so they can later on and go and live, not live, but record it on demand, watch that class and still get the benefit of being in that classroom experience. And so it can flex from week to week. 1 week they can be in the classroom, 1 week they could be at home, the next week they may have to watch it online. And so it really has become a very flexible program, and I think would fit the needs of those in Manhattan, Kansas, although we have a high population of people with a college degree, that they could complete their degree, that they could take their preparation and training to the next level. And obviously when we teach it from a Christian perspective, it adds a whole new dimension to those same classes that they may take elsewhere. We have 2 degrees in that format. We have one in biblical leadership, which would just help everybody more as a leader, and another one in management and ethics. So in business, if they're in a business, they work in a business, the management part of it, it could really uniquely, we've had people who are in banks and hospitals, a variety of different professions participate in that program. And Sarah Diamond is our recruiter, and people can call the school, 785-539-3571, and get more information, but also talk to her and say, okay, what's possible here? What are, financial aid is possible, VA benefits are accepted. Our financial aid helps people work through all of that because, I know some people who have, haven't finished their degree would look at all those hurdles. I'm beyond all of that. I'm a non-traditional. This isn't the normal time. Our staff is set up to help them navigate that very well. So we'd love to talk to people if they would be interested in those programs. And, we've been pushing it every morning on the way to work, listening to K-Man. I hear the ad. Mm-hmm. The ad is on for that program. And so we would love to people to take advantage of it and take advantage of what MCC offers in this community.
You mentioned the Thunder Online, and it's really personalized learning, isn't it? Because you can take it with you on demand and really work at your own pace.
Work at your own pace. I mean, you still have the 8-week class format that you've got to complete the work in, but that was one of the things we did. We expanded from a 5 to an 8-week format to give a little bit more time for that non-traditional student. And so we've tried to flex it in the last year in a variety of ways. The length of class, the format where they can be in the classroom, they can be on demand, they can be online, and we just want it to be as best as possible to help meet the needs of those students. And when you have small classes, very personalized attention from the professors, from the staff, from financial aid, all the above, it would just be a great fit for a lot of different people.
All right. Thunder Online Plus, remember that here. And you can contact Manhattan Christian College for more information. Let's talk about what's coming up in September here, starting off an activities fair.
Yeah, you bet. Let me back up a step from that in saying that one of our big philosophy is we want to integrate classroom learning with hands-on experience. That's why we encourage the summer internships and churches and missions and everything else. But we also require our students to get 16 hours of Christian service each semester. And because we want that hands-on experience, we've had a lot of students who've been able to hone in even more definitively on this is where they want to serve and live and work in their life. We've had students go, this is not where I want to work in the rest of my life. And so that experience is a great opportunity. What to help facilitate that, we have an activities fair on September 11th. It is from 9:30 to 11 in the morning. We have that in our chapel, the Wilson Worship Center, as a part of Jolliffe Hall. And we ask local churches, community organizations, K-State, MCC organizations to come and put up a booth. And at that hour and a half, we encourage our students to come through and look at the opportunity. Since we require it, we provide them the opportunity to see a lot of our new students. Then they don't have an idea of where they can serve. This is an opportunity for people to sign them up. And we have just a lot of the local nonprofits, a lot of churches, a variety of organizations come And it's a great opportunity to share what they do with our students and to connect them. And so it's what we do to help fulfill that philosophy, especially for our new students. And just opportunities for them to recruit volunteers for their organization, for their ministry, interact with students, answer questions. They can bring, they have to bring their own table, but they can bring brochures. They can bring giveaways. You know, people bring swag and give away pens and pencils and stuff like that. Just to promote it. And we would love to have organizations from the community be a part of that. And we've just recently sent out a lot of emails. Terry Aubrey, and our retention and learning skills coordinator, helps coordinate this event. And people can reach out to her, the phone number I've already given, 785-539-3571, and ask for Terry. And if they didn't get the email, she would be glad to get them the information, because we would love to have that be just a great event and expose our students to the wonderful opportunities that are in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah, that's Wednesday, September 11th, is when the activities fair is scheduled. Let's take a time out. We'll come back more with Kevin Ingram from Manhattan Christian College after this on KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S.